here on the Sanderson Auto Repair pregame show. They're introducing Janesville Waldorf Pemberton as we speak. They also introduced the fourth grade JWP Bulldog boys basketball team. They came through the tunnel of the varsity players. And all those fourth graders are on the court welcoming the varsity guys as they get announced here in Janesville. When it comes to some numbers, Azale Bushlack leads the team in scoring, 18.4 points per game, 7.2 rebounds, 2.6 blocks. Other guys in double figures, Johnny Martinez averaging 12.9 points, 4.1 rebounds, 3.6 assists a game, and 3.9 steals. By far the steal leader for USC. Also in double figures, Nick Bushlack, 11.8 points per game, 5 rebounds a game, 5.4 assists. He leads in the assist category. So here we go. It's time for basketball. House of Pain in Janesville. Jump around. USC in the road whites. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton in the home blue. Aaron Worm with you from the Americana Insurance Press Box, and we are underway. The tip is won by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, going from left to right, driving into the paint, all the way to the bucket. Right-handed layup is no good, left short by Kronbach. If Kronbach would have used the left hand, he might have been able to finish. Here comes USC. Bushlack right to the bucket, pulls up from 6 feet. That was too long. Left baseline, rebound pulled down by JWP, and they threw it away right to Johnny Martinez in the front court. USC the other way, going from right to left. In white jerseys, blue numerals, red trim. Zale Bushlack backing his way in. Looking for some help back to the wing, out of the top of the key, and Johnny Martinez will reset it. Left side to Zale. To the top to Bullerman. Swung right side deep in the right corner to Johnny Martinez. He'll lob it inside back to Martinez for three, and he hits. Right corner, Johnny Martinez. And it's 3-0 USC. Good ball movement inside and outside by USC. Just underway, 55 seconds gone by off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Trying to go baseline is James. Back to the top of the key to Dalton Bauer, a freshman. Bauer in that left wing. Bauer looking to go right to the bucket. Puts up, it's blocked by Zale Bushlack. Bushlack with a few inches on Bauer. Bauer at 5'8", Bushlack at 6'4". And he swatted it right back at the freshman. 3-0 USC, going to the bucket, off the glass and count it. That's Nick Bushlack. Bushlack gets the foul and a free throw coming. So USC off to a fast start once again against JWP. So foul will be on Dalton Bauer. That's going to be his first, team foul number one. And Bushlack will go to the free throw line. He is a 67% free throw shooter. He knocks that down. And it's a quick 6-0 lead for USC. Gopher Conference basketball here on Kate Radio. 16:33 to go first half. High in that left circle. That's Bauer. Bauer in the right elbow. Hands it off to Quas. Quas the free throw line. Hands it off to a teammate. Driving in. Looking at the kick of the Bauer. And travel's going to be called. In the paint, that was Ryan Kronbach. And kind of slid his pivot foot. And he turns it over. A travel on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Slow start for the Bulldogs. Again, these two teams could see each other in the Section 2A self-subsection playoffs coming up later this year. Bushlack will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by both teams. Back to the top of the key. Now swung left side to Martinez. Inside to Zale Bushlack. Double team. Flips it up. Right hand fade away. Shot no good. Off to the left. Rebound by JWP. In transition. Going right to the bucket. High layup off the glass is good by Bauer. That was a tough layup by Dalton Bauer. He had to kiss it way high off the glass to get it to go. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton gets on the board, 6-2. The other way, running shot is no good, but a foul. And Johnny Martinez will shoot a couple. Martinez went right to the bucket. Martinez, a 69% free throw shooter. On the season, 63% for USC. So the foul is called on Quas. It'll be his first. Team foul number two on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. First free throw by Martinez is short. And Martinez, 12.9 points per game, just over 4 rebounds, 3.6 assists, and 3.9 steals for USC. Second free throw coming for Martinez. Free throw is good, just kind of swirls in. He's got 4 points. 7-2 USC on top, 15:43 to go in the first half from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Top row at a table here at JWP. Good sight line. Almost a turnover, a collision. Is there going to be a foul Yeah, foul is going to be called on USC. That was Blake Bullerman coming over. He'll be called for the push. So Bullerman picks up his first. USC picks up their first team foul. Almost a turnover. That was Cole Schluter, 6'3" junior, struggling with the basketball on the left wing. Almost turned it over. But a foul called instead. James with it, drives left corner, back to the top of the key, swung right side to Bauer, swung left side to James once again. James left elbow, drives in a little floater, puts it up, left it short. Rebound pulled down by Zale Bushlack. 7-2 USC, they push it up to Bullerman. Back to the top of the key, Zale Bushlack faked the three, spins in the paint, it's partially blocked, and a jump ball is going to be called. Good defense by Cole Schluter coming across and tying up Bushlack, but the arrow belongs to USC. Bulldogs in the blue uniforms, gray numerals, white trim, the word Bulldogs across the front. Top of the key, Bushlack thought about a three. The other Bushlack, Zale for three left side, and hits the back iron. Rebound by Bullerman. Bullerman spins in the paint, he left it short. Another rebound by Bullerman, kicks out to Martinez. Martinez hands off to Zale. Bushlack from 3 feet away, too strong in the right baseline. And a rebound pulled down by JWP. USC by five, a three left corner. That three is long, rebound pulled down by Bullerman. That was Memphis James unloading for a three. You can tell with the size of USC, they're going to maybe kind of control the inside. Good height, very physical underneath for the Rebels. Bushlack goes right to the bucket, layup left it short, rebound put up and good, and a foul. Hanging around is Tabor Conley. First time we mentioned Conley's name. Bushlack with the runner, left the layup short, but there was Conley with the putback to make it 9-2. And the foul is going to be called on Schluter. That'll be his first. Team foul number three. So Tabor Conley, free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound. They kick it out to Martinez. Back to Bullerman. Over to Zale Bushlack, wide open for a three. Right wing and hits. So a second chance point for the former Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. He hits. It's 12-2. USC up by 10. 14:06 to go here in the first half from Janesville. Good start on the road for the Rebels. And a Gopher Conference West battle. Bauer with it. Swings in the corner. That's to James. James looking to drive. James in the paint. Now at the free throw line. Had it swatted away. Ends up in the corner. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Little runner dumps off underneath. Double team comes right block. Kicks it out three right side. Three-pointer is short there by Kwas. Rebound pulled down by Martinez. 12-2 USC on top. Nick Bushlack hands it off to Martinez. Back to Bushlack. Swung left side. Zale Bushlack right to the bucket on the baseline. Left it short. Couldn't finish it. Rebound pulled down by Schluter. Here comes Janesville Waldorf. Pemberton layup is good for Bauer. Bauer's got all 4 points for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bullerman tried to draw a charge. He fell down, but I think Bauer did a nice job of just brushing him. It wasn't a blocking foul or a charge, a good no-call. And able to finish at the basket was Bauer. Backing his way in is Conley, lays it up, it just rolls off. Rebound no good, and GWP pulls it down. Couple of missed opportunities close inside for USC. They're up by 8, three-pointer left wing. That shot is long. That was James, rebound pulled down by USC, and Nick Bushlack will slow things down for the Rebels. 12:45 to go first half off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 12-4, Rebels up by 8. Bushlack around the screen. Left side to Martinez. Martinez free throw line. Kicks it inside to Conley. Conley forces it up off the glass and good left side. Tabor Conley using his strength inside. He's got 4 points. The Rebel lead back to 10. 14-4 equals their biggest lead of the contest. Top of the key now swung right side. That's Kronbach. Top of the key, a long three-pointer by Bauer, and he hits. About 3 feet behind the three-point line. He's only a freshman. 7 points for Bauer, and it's 14-7. 11:57 to go first half. Inside the Zale Bushlack, triple team comes out to Martinez. Left side to Zale. Zale reset the offense. Again, both teams staying in a man-to-man defense. Hands it off to Nick Bushlack for a long three to answer off to the right. Rebound pulled down by Kwas for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Still no substitutions. 11:39 to go first half. Left side over to Quas. Back to the top of the key, Bauer. Bauer looking to go on Martinez. Bauer around his screen. Bauer in the baseline. Over to the right corner. Three-point attempt by Quas is good. So back-to-back threes by Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Both the freshmen connecting. And just like that, a 10-point lead is down to four. 14-10 USC. 11-14 to go here in the first half. Martinez, left side to Zale Bushlack. Pass inside to Nick Bushlack, and he's fouled. Double team comes. Coach Schluter came over. And if Schluter picks it up, he's the tallest guy on the team at 6'3". It's not going to be on Schluter. It's actually going to be on Dalton Bauer, and that's not good for JWP. Bauer, the freshman's got 7 points, but now two fouls. And Zale Bushlack will go to the free throw line. He's a 59% free throw shooter. And the first free throw, I'll take that back. That's Nick Bushlack. And Nick hits it. He's got 4 points. Mass substitution. We got 5. We got 30. We got one more out there for JWP. Second free throw coming. And Bushlack, Nick Bushlack, hits both. He's got 5 points. It's a 6-point lead, 16-10. With the basketball, that's James. Left side. Now James got a couple of guys to jump on that left block. Now James back to the left wing, looking for a screen, right to the bucket, off the glass, and that one spins off. Rebound pulled down by JWP. Looking for some help, he's got to get rid of it. He does, and then James dribbles it off his foot. Just checking in the game was Ethan Bourne. And Ethan Bourne got the rebound. He kicked it out. Then again, his teammate dribbled it off his foot, a turnover. Landon Johnson, number 5, also out there right now for JWP. It's a 6-point lead for USC. 10:37 to go first half. Nice backdoor cut by Conley, and Conley can't finish. Left the layup short. 16-10 USC. Top of the key, and it's stolen away by Martinez. Martinez racing the other way. Got one guy with him. Head fake, got the guy way up in the air. They're going to say it's on the ground. Martinez head faked and let the guy fly over the top of him. That might have been James. But they say it was on the ground. Martinez trying to get the contact and the bucket. He got the contact, but a non-shooting foul, and James will pick up his first. Check it in. Nathaniel Clore will check in for the first time for USC. Clore, a 5'11 senior. Zale Bushlack has it deep in that right corner. Bushlack in the corner. Drops it off to Conley. Back to the top to Martinez. 6-point lead for USC. They've led by as many as 10 if you're just joining us from Janesville. Right corner, Conley around the screen. Conley has it right wing. Backdoor cut by Nick Bushlack. Layup good. Beautiful cut by Nick Bushlack. He's got 7 points. It's a 4-0 run for USC. They're back up by 8. Full court pressure, and a foul is going to be called to Martinez. Martinez bumping into James. That'll be his first. Team foul number 2 on the Rebels. Already 5 team fouls on Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. Across the timeline, that's Landon. Left side to Quast. Quast looking for a screen top of the key. Right side over to Bourne. Bourne. Trying to get inside, not able to find Austin Quas, who just checked in. Now swung to the corner, thought about a 3 for a second, was James back to the top of the key, swung right side over to Johnson. Deeper in that corner to Bourne. Drops off inside to Quas, backing his way in, back to Bourne at the free throw line, and Bourne threw it away. Bourne was trying to kick it over to Caleb Quas on the wing, and Caleb went one way, the pass went the other. May turn over on Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. 18-10, Rebels on top. They've led by as many as 10 at 12-2. Couple of three-pointers, one by Dalton Bauer. And one by Caleb Quas cut that lead down to 4. Right now it's back to 8, make it almost 10 as Zale Bushlack on the right block, off the glass. It just spun off, too strong on that tank. Rebound by JWP. Across the timeline, that's James with it. James is double team, back to the top of the key, looking for some help. Right side to Austin Quas, back to Landon. Landon right wing. Now high in that left wing, USC very good defense. Drops off to Quas underneath and got his pocket picked by Martinez. It's a 2-0 for USC, and Martinez with an easy bucket. Martinez has got 6 points. We mentioned Johnny Martinez leads the team in steals with 3.9 a game. Picked the pocket and got the easy layup and a turnover. Half court pressure trying to trap and Martinez puts it up too strong on the layup. Chasing down the loose ball. It's picked up by James. And James over to Johnson. So another turnover and that time USC could not cash in. 10-point lead, 20-10. Rebels up by 10. Three-pointer left corner. That one is in and out by James. Rebound pulled down by Bushlack. 8:06 to go here in the first half. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Top row, half court here in Janesville. Aaron Worm with you for Gopher Conference basketball. Zale Bushlack, top of the key. Left side to Clore. Clore looking for some help to Conley. Conley will hand it off to Martinez. Inside to Zale Bushlack. Back in his way. Yeah, now back to Martinez. The free throw line is good for John Martinez. Martinez has got 8 points. It's 22-10. Timeout's going to be called by USC. It's an 8-0 run by the Rebels. They have their biggest lead of the game. They're up by a dozen. 7:39 to go first half. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Gopher Conference Basketball on Kate.
Worried about spills and water damage? Rate to any tiled walk and shower. Well, Broadway Home Design, they can help. Their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea has a variety of flooring collections and options to update your space. They offer many complimentary options if a custom tile shower or new luxury vinyl floor is on your to-do list. You'll wonder why you waited so long once it's complete. Let's get those spaces up to date, more accessible, and ready to use. Visit BroadwayHomeDesign.com for inspiration and to view their gallery.
They like the song Jump Around by House of Pain here in Janesville. I can't blame them. One of the best of sports anthems, especially for the game of basketball. We have an update. We're at halftime in Albert Lea. 36-24, Rochester Century up by a dozen over Albert Lea in boys basketball. 36-24. That was with 3:11 to go. So maybe the score is different since then. I'll get another update as soon as possible. But last check, that looks like late in the first half, a 12-point lead for Century. Here it's a 12-point lead for USC. Spinning in the paint, puts it up. It's blocked by Conley. A loose ball picked up by JWP. Bauer back in the game with two fouls. Bauer back in his way in, gets it knocked away, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on USC. Head coach Nick James had a roll the dice. Dalton Bauer, only a freshman, one of his best players. But Bauer's got two personal fouls. It's going to be on Zale Bushlack. That'll be his first. Team foul number 3 on JWP. Lob pass in to Johnson. Johnson top of the key, thought about a 3, drops out the free throw line, back to Johnson, give and go, reverse layup is swatted away by Conley, but chased down by Austin Kwas in the corner, and then a travel. James, the 6-foot junior, tried to make a move. He turned it over. And basketball back to USC. Blake Bullerman will check in. Conley will sit down. And also back in Martinez. And Clore will sit down. So Martinez is out there with both the Bushlacks. Bullerman. And also in the game is Aiden Crabtree. First time we mention his name. Going right to the bucket is Nick Bushlack. His layup's going to spin in. Good take by Nick Bushlack. He's got 9 points. Biggest lead for USC. They're up by 14. It's a 14-0 run. Take that back, 10-0 run after Janesville Waldorf Pemberton got the lead down to 4. 10-0 run and now a near turnover, and it's going to be a turnover. Nick Bushlack causing some havoc. James trying to make something go on that right wing, and he just lost control of it. Basketball back to USC. Full court pressure by JWP with 6:44 to go first half. Nick Bushlack will bring it across the timeline. Bushlack with the basketball, and an illegal hold's going to be called. Hold to be called on James. It'll be his second. And that is team foul number 6. So next foul on JWP will mean free throws. So James will sit down with his two personals. Caleb Kwas back in for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Rebels on a 10-0 run. They're up by 14, their biggest lead. Inside to Zale Bushlack. Martinez cuts to the bucket, drops off to Bullerman. His shot right block is good. And a chance for a 3-point play. That's what you call sharing the basketball. Zale to Martinez, over to Bullerman. And the run continues. 12-0 run for USC. The foul's on Caleb Quast. That's his second. So Bauer, Quast, and James each have two. Free throw by Bullerman is no good. Rebound by Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. 12-0 run by USC. If you're a JWP fan, you're looking for a bucket. Bauer in that left corner. Back to the top of the key. Driving in. Kicks it to Bauer in the corner for a three. His three is off. It hits the top of the backboard. And that, of course, is out of bounds. And a basketball back to USC. Again, Dalton Bauer and Caleb Quast hit back-to-back threes to cut it down to a four-point game at 14-10. Now's the last time that JWP has scored. 12 in a row for USC, and now JWP will slap on the full-court pressure with 6:09 to go here in the first half. KATE Albert Lea, myalbertlea.com, iHeartRadio app, and, of course, on your smart speaker. Martinez in between the circles. Martinez right elbow. Thought about his shot. Back to Bullerman. Right side. Now Martinez in the corner. Wide open look for three. That one is no good. Rebound. Knocked away. And Bullerman comes up with it. Bullerman tried to get to Bushlack. Was knocked right back to him. Bullerman will feed Bushlack again. And this time he's fouled. So good hustle by Bullerman on the block. He tried to get the Zeal once. It was slapped right back at him. He goes, just hang on. I'll try again. And Bushlack will go to the line as the foul is going to be on Ryan Kronbach. Kronbach, that's his first. Free throw by Bushlack is good. Zale Bushlack has 4 points, 27-10. 13-0 run for USC. Second free throw is no good by Bushlack. Rebound pulled down by JWP. 5:43 to go. USC in command right now up by 17. Left wing at the free throw line. Going to hand it off there to Caleb Quast. Over to Bauer. Bauer in between the circles looking for a screen. Bauer still at the basketball. Looking inside. It's knocked away. Bullerman, he's been playing some good defense underneath. He knocked it away. And here comes a 3-on-2 the other way. Zale Bushlack puts it up. It rolls off. Rebound. Bullerman pulls it down. Over to Nick Bushlack, going right baseline, drops off to Bullerman. Bullerman's fouled, and a couple of free throws coming up. This USC basketball team shares the basketball so well. No selfish guys out there. And the foul is going to be, as JWP is going to take a full timeout. We'll see who the foul is on. The foul is going to be on Kronbach. That'll be his second. Timeout's brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling 373-4680, 373-4680. We're back in a moment on Kate.
A peak alert has been issued due to high demand for electricity on the regional grid. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperatives are calling for extra electricity conservation efforts between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Elevated peak demand leads to higher power costs. Help keep your electricity rates stable and affordable, and shift flexible energy use to 8 p.m. or later. This conservation message is brought to you by
Freeborn Mauer Electric Cooperative and Heartland Power Cooperative.
Update from the high school in Albert Lea, 14-16 to go. Rochester Century up by 14 over Albert Lea, 46-32. That game back in Albert Lea tonight, 14-point lead for the Panthers in Big Nine Conference action, 14-16 to go. Again, we're highlighting tonight USC boys basketball and the Gopher Conference. Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton trailing by 17, and Bullerman is going to shoot two free throws. He's 0 for 1. Trying to complete an and one, could not earlier, and that free throw is short. Again, it was a 14-10 game. USC was up by just four. It's a 13-0 run. JWP trying to stop it. Second free throw is long. Rebound is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Kronbach trying to save it. He stepped out of bounds. It's been that kind of first half for JWP. They get both misses on the free throws, and they still can't handle the rebound. Nick Bushlack will lob it in. Right side over to Crabtree. Now back to the top, swung left side to Martinez. Martinez to Crabtree on the top. Left side to Nick Bushlack at the left elbow. Bushlack will dribble it back out. Deep in that left wing. Inside they go to Conley. Conley backing his way in. And then try to get to Martinez and almost threw it away. Martinez trying to chase it down in half court. And last touch by Martinez going out of bounds. Recognize a lot of these guys from the football team. Substitution, Memphis James back in. We have the Alden Conger USC section quarterfinals on a cold night in Alden back in October. USC won that matchup before losing to Lester Prairie in the section semifinals. It's a tough jumper shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by USC. Battle between Schluter and also Bullerman. Bullerman the last to touch it. With 4:40 to go, first half. JWP has been stuck on 10 points for a while. In the corner, driving baseline is Bauer. Bauer puts it up, his running layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by USC. That's probably been a good 6 to 7 minutes, maybe more, since JWP has scored. Bushlack left side to Martinez. Martinez at the left elbow, drops it off left wing to Conley. Inside cut, Nick Bushlack on the baseline, reverse layup high off the glass and good for Bushlack. Bushlack's got 11. The lead is 19. It's a 15-0 run by USC. Top of the key. That's Quast, right side, now at the free throw line, driving in, kicks it out to Quast. Quast around the screen at the free throw line. Back to the top to Bauer. Bauer looking to go in Martinez. Bauer reset the offense. Bauer driving in, kicks in the corner. Three-point attempt by James. His shot is long. Rebound fought for and pulled down by Bullerman. JWP just trying to get a bucket. Just not able to, down by 19. On the other end, Conley, a nice pass by Nick Bushlack. An easy layup for Tabor Conley. He's got half a dozen. And this game is all USC. 17-0 run. It's 31-10. 3:27 to go here in the first half. Rebels playing well on both sides. Left side to James. James drives baseline, puts it up. Shot is good. And the run comes to an end. 17-0 run is done. James gets his first bucket. Much needed bucket for JWP. Crabtree thought about a three at the free throw line over the Bullerman. Drops off to Conley on the baseline. Conley looking for some help. Back to Nick Bushlack. Back to Conley in that right corner. Top of the key to Bullerman. Left side to Martinez. 2:56 to go. First half. 19-point lead for USC. Crabtree with it. Left wing. Back to the top to Martinez. Right side to Bullerman. Deep in the corner to Nick Bushlack. USC in no hurry. Up big here. Late first half. Martinez thought about a three, now spins at the free throw line, back to Crabtree. Crabtree's gonna dribble it right side, hands it off to Bullerman. Bullerman will hand it off to Nick Bushlack. A lot of patience here by USC. Inside the Bullerman, now Conley, about 12 feet from the bucket in the paint, looking for some help, back to the top to Crabtree. Left side to Bullerman, hands it off to Nick Bushlack. Adam Walker, head coach of USC, they're in no hurry right now. With a 19-point lead. Shot clocks again coming to play next year. 35-second shot clocks. JWP is all set up. They got the shot clocks on top of each basket. Nick Bushlack for a wide open three. Left side, and the patience pays off. Bushlack, he's got 14 points here in the first half. The lead is 22. It was a long possession, but patience pays off in three. For Bushlack, 34-12 USC, minute 43 to go here in the first half. Left side to Bauer trying to answer for three, and he does. Delton Bauer again, just a freshman. His second three of the game, he's got 10 points, lead back to 19. 34-15, 88 seconds to go here in the first half. Top of the key, Martinez. Martinez looking for some help, right side to Bullerman. Bullerman to a cutting Nick Bushlack, right to the paint off the glass. Shot is no good. He's going to tap it out to Martinez. Martinez right to the bucket, and there's a lot of contact. And Martinez goes hard to the floor. Hope he's okay. Yep, young man will pop right back up. He collided with a few Bulldogs, I should say. And Schluter's going to pick up his second. Team foul number 10, so a couple of free throws coming up for a John Martinez. Usually wears number one, but George Martinez not playing tonight. The usual wear of number 11. So John's wearing 11 tonight. Free throw is good. Now 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. Zale Bushlack will check in. And Clore was trying to check back in, and Zale Bushlack told him, you got to wait. I think he's in for the shooter, Martinez. Martinez's second free throw is good. And now Martinez will come out. Martinez with 10 points. Two Rebels in double figures, Martinez with 10. Nick Bushlack with 14 points to lead all scores. Bulldogs have 16, Nick Bushlack's got 14. Top of the key, driving, drops up underneath, and Bullerman, what a job defensively. He knocks it away, but he's called for a travel. Bullerman, I don't think, ever had control of the basketball, but they're going to call him for a travel, and Bullerman is talking to the official. But I think they should just let him play on. But a travel is called on Bullerman with a minute 03 to go here in the first half. Bauer inbounds. Now Bauer gets it back, top of the key. Bauer looking to drive. Kicks it out, right wing, wide open look for a three is Johnson. That's long, rebound pulled down by Zale Bushlack. 51 seconds to go. We'll see if Coach Walker sets up for the final shot of this first half. Again, it was a 14-10 game at one point. 22-2 runs since, including a 17-0 run. Conley going baseline. Conley, double team comes out to the left wing. Free throw line, looking for some help, trying to hand it off to Zale Bushlack. He turns it over. That's Kronbach all the way to the bucket. Layup is good. Ryan Kronbach's got his first bucket. Cuts the lead to 19 with 14 seconds to go. Nick Bushlack in between the circles. He'll set things up for the final shot. 8 seconds. Bushlack, jump step. Now the right corner, and hearing the crowd forcing a three. Three-pointer's no good. Zale Bushlack gets the rebound, puts it back up off the glass. No good in the first half. Comes to an end. Caleb Quaz put up a three-pointer. He was listening to the student body here at Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, and you'll see fans do that often. There's about 8 seconds left, and the students were going 3-2, and Caleb Quaz threw up a quick three-pointer. Bushlack got the rebound, could not put it back in. And our first half comes to an end here from Janesville. 36-17, USC is up by 19. We'll recap the first half coming up in just a moment as the fourth graders for JWP, the halftime entertainment. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, again, Americana Insurance and Albert Lee and Wells, halftime score off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 36-17, 19-point lead for USC. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Gopher Conference Basketball on Kate.
This is Tom Sorensen. The A-Team is inviting local farmers to our 23rd Annual Ag Summit on Tuesday, February 7th at Wedgwood Cove in Albert Lee from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 with lunch provided afterwards. This is one of the top-attended farm seminars in the area. We will have presentations on farm statistics, crop insurance, farm insurance, and FSA program update. You will have to RSVP by calling America Insurance Office at 377-2000 or go to our website at americainsurance.com.
A peak alert has been issued due to high demand for electricity on the regional grid. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperatives are calling for extra electricity conservation efforts between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Elevated peak demand leads to higher power costs. Help keep your electricity rates stable and affordable and shift flexible energy use to 8 p.m. or later. This conservation message is brought to you by
Freeborn Mauer Electric Cooperative and Heartland Power Cooperative.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lee offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lee, 373-7454. Licensed and insured. Master Plumbing of Albert Lee.
MasterPlumbingAL.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Ready for a career change while making a difference in the community? Smart Transit is currently taking applications for full-time drivers. Apply online at smartbusmn.org. We provide the training, safe and rewarding position with benefits and competitive salary. See the positive difference. Smart Transit.
We're at halftime here in Janesville. Halftime score 36-17. USC on top. In-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee. Their buffet offers pizza, chicken, salad bar, desserts for carryout or delivery. Pizza Ranch in the Northbridge Mall in Albert Lee. I love the chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Definitely my favorite. Here's your summary at halftime. It was a 12-2 game. USC got out to a fast start. Give JWP credit. A couple of three-pointers cut the lead down to four at 14-10. Then it was all USC after that. A 17-0 run and a 22-3 run to end the first half. Take that back, 22-7 run to end the first half. But a 17-0 run, that's the difference in this one. Two guys in double figures, Nick Bushlack with 14 points. Nick with 1 3-pointer, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe. John Martinez with 10 points. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Tabor Conley with 6 points. And Zale Bushlack, former Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, with 4 points. He was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. As a team, the Rebels, they go 7 of 11 from the charity stripe. Delton Bauer with 10 points in that first half. He had 2 3-pointers. The freshman leading the way. Caleb Kwas with 3. Ryan Kronbach with 2. And Memphis James with 2. All the scoring for JWP in that first half. No free throws. Shots by the Bulldogs. Nobody for USC has more than one foul. 4 guys. All have 2 fouls for JWP for their starters. Dalton Bauer, Caleb Kwast, Ryan Kronbach, and Memphis James, each with 2 personals apiece for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Again, 36-17, our halftime score. USC is up by 19 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Let me take a peek at what's going on at the high school in Albert Lee. 6:31 to go in that game at the Ori Jirley Gymnasium. It's a 22-point lead for Rochester Century on the road. Panthers 66, Tigers 44. 6:31 to go in that game in Albert Lee. Do want to mention tomorrow night we got Minnesota Golden Gopher men's basketball. The Gophers are in New Jersey. Take on a Rutgers team that is pretty good at basketball. Some of the teams that used to be, I guess you call them the bottom feeders in the Big Ten, they're some of the top teams right now. Northwestern and Rutgers. Mike Grimm with the call tomorrow night right here on Kate. Well, the Ben Johnson Coaches Show coming your way tomorrow, probably from 3 until 4 here on Kate Radio. Then on Thursday night, John Hansen will join me from Ori Jirley Gymnasium for some wrestling. Albert Lee's got 1 loss in the Big Nine Conference in wrestling. Faribault's got 1 loss. Owatonna's got 2 losses. So the Big Nine Conference crown, a share of the conference crown, is still on the line. And Thursday's a big matchup. 7 o'clock, your first match. We'll have your pre-match show around 6:45. But again, if JV goes long, which it probably will on Thursday, the match will probably start later than 7. Huskies and Tigers in wrestling coming up on Thursday night. On Friday, the Timberwolves, who got beat by Sacramento last night, they're going to host the Orlando Magic at Target Center. We'll have that game for you on Friday. And coming up on Monday, we'll be in Mankato for Albert Lee girls basketball. The Tigers taking on the West Scarlets. 7:30 tip-off, your pregame at 7:15. And it's hard to believe a week from Saturday, that would be February 11th, the Albert Lee girls hockey team will start their postseason. Section semifinals will be on the 11th. We assume that Albert Lee is going to have a home game, and we'd have that game for you right here on Kate. Let's thank some more of our sponsors. We're at halftime. Again, Nick Bushlack leading the way with 14 points. John Martinez with 10 points. A 17-0 run has put the Rebels in the driver's seat so far. USC 36, Janesville Waldorf Pemberton 17. We'll take a timeout. Second half action coming up next. You're listening to Gopher Conference Basketball on Kate.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lee. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 60 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan. loan special. 377-1616, member NCUA.
Did you know the Albert Lee Family YMCA never turns anyone away because of the inability to pay? The YMCA's mission is to put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body for all. Through generous donations from our community members, the YMCA is available to everyone, the Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
This is Tom Sorensen. The A-Team is inviting local farmers to our 23rd Annual Ag Summit on Tuesday, February 7th at Wedgewood Cove in Albert Lee from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 with lunch provided afterwards. This is one of the top-attended farm seminars in the area. We will have presentations on farm statistics, crop insurance, farm insurance, and FSA program update. You will have to RSVP by calling America Insurance Office at 377-2000 or go to our website at americainsurance.com.
Mortgage Made Easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller, the mortgage lender at Arcadian Bank, and we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. Our professional team is ready to help every step along the way. Apply online or download our app for convenient and step-by-step mortgage process and status updates.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Score updates on Kate Radio, brought to you by the Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. Updates also brought to you by High Yield of Alden for fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery. You'll find the best service from High Yield of Alden. 874-3750, 874-3750. Update from Jonesy at the high school, Century 71, Albert Lee 48, late in that one. Albert Lee girls are down 62-19 in Rochester with 6:14 to go in that game. Here's a 36-17 game, 19-point lead for USC. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton now going from right to left. Pass inside is stolen by Bullerman. And Bullerman doing such a nice job defensive-wise on the interior. So the first turnover for USC here in the second half, or for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Martinez for three, top of the key, his shot no good. And Bushlack trying to get the rebound. He is called for the foul. That'll be his first, team foul number one on USC. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, again, when it comes to scoring, I think they're averaging about 60 points per game. Let me grab that sheet. Yeah, 60.5 points per game. Way under their scoring average so far. USC giving up on the season 50.1 points. There's a three-pointer. Falling down and off the glass and good by Bauer. I think Bauer was trying to get the free throw on the three-pointer. Well, they call him Dalton Downtown Bauer here in Janesville. He's got three three-pointers. He's got 13 points. The lead is 16. Pass inside is knocked away. And chasing down the basketball. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on USC. Boy, take that back. That's going to be on Cole Schluter. That'll be his third personal on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Again, James with two, Kronbach with two, Quast and Bauer. Each have two as well. So USC keeps the basketball up by 16. Conley top of the key, right side to Martinez. Both teams still in a man-to-man. Inside the Zale Bushlack, backing his way in. Double team comes. Now he's going to spin to the baseline. Hook shot is no good. Rebound tapped around, and Nick Bushlack comes up with it for USC. Bullerman now to Martinez to reset the offense. Travian Martinez back to the top. To Conley, Bullerman left alone for a three, thought about it. Now to Nick Bushlack around the screen right side. Bullerman right corner, back to Nick Bushlack on the wing, top of the key, Martinez, bounce pass inside to Zale Bushlack in the paint. Zale kicks out to Bullerman, open for a three, he'll take this one, shot no good, and Martinez can be called for a foul. He went over the shoulder of one of the Bulldogs and tried to back tap it. And he's gonna pick up his second team foul on USC. Plenty of game yet to go if you're tuning in as a JWP fan on myalbertlee.com or on the iHeartRadio app. 36-20 16-point lead going to the bucket. Layup is just going to come off and rebound by Bullerman. Good strong tank left side by Caleb Quast. He could not finish. And USC with the basketball. 15:39 to go from Janesville. Bushlack across the timeline. Hands it off. Now back to Bushlack right side. Bushlack looking around the screen. The Bullerman thought about another three left side to Martinez. Now to Zale Bushlack on the left wing. Deep in that corner to Martinez. Bounce back to Conley underneath. Reverse layup, left it short. And a rebound pulled down by Bauer. Conley almost stepped out of bounds on the baseline too. The other way, spinning in the paint. Double team comes. Shot is blocked by Bushlack. Back to the top of the key. Swung in that left corner. Around the screen. A three-pointer left side. That one is short. Rebound by Bullerman. James with a three-pointer. James with no threes tonight. Caleb Quast has got one. Dalton Bauer's got three. Now a steal on the other end. Speaking of Bauer, his three-pointer off the turnover. His shot is off to the right. And head coach Adam Walker wants a timeout. Probably not happy with the way the first couple of minutes have gone here in the second half. His team has yet to score. Only a three-point bucket. That's all we got for scoring here in the second half. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one as well. 36-20, USC by 16. Back in a moment on Kane.
This is Josh Fossum from Bayview Funeral Home. When you endure a loss, it's comforting to know you have the personal attention of local ownership assisting you with your funeral needs. Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lea area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you will experience with Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
Timeouts on Kane Radio brought to you by Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. After the timeout, Martinez left wing for three. That's going to be short. Rebound pulled down by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. 2-on-1 the other way, running left-handed. Layup is good by James. James got 4 points. It's a 5-0 run to start the second half, and JWP is down by 14. 14:23 to go, and now the Bulldogs trying to trap around the perimeter, and they get a steal. Tipped ahead to James. James all by himself. Easy layup is good. They got the turnover. The lead is down to 12. It's a 7-0 run to start the second half. Bushlack in the left corner. USC looking for their first bucket here in the second half. Martinez right wing. Bullerman deep in that right corner. Back to Martinez on the wing. 4-plus minutes gone by second half. USC has been held scoreless. Inside the Conley, it's knocked away. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by USC. And the JWP fans starting to feel it. Again, it's a 7-0 run to start the second half. The lead was 19 at halftime. It's down to a dozen. James, now right side. Over to Kronbach. Kronbach right to the bucket, and a foul is going to be called. He was pushed before he got the layup off. See who the foul is. Foul is going to be on Conley. That'll be his first. Again, John Martinez has two. The only foul trouble for USC. You kind of figured on their home floor, JWP in a big conference game, a big subsection game, would not go away quietly. That's been the story. 7-0 run to start the second half. Top of the key, that's Bauer. Bauer on the screen in that right corner. Bauer back to the wing to Quast. Swings it left corner. James, little floater from 8 feet. His shot is going to roll in. Zale Bushlack tried to take the charge. No charge was called, and now we're going to have a timeout. And he's checking in to make sure Conley's okay. The official walking over to Conley. They're going to make Conley come out of the game. I don't know if he's got some blood or what the story is. But Crabtree will come in. So Conley's got to sit down. It is a 9-0 run by JWP to start the second half. The lead is down to 10. 13-16 to go. Martinez throws it in, and he almost threw it away. James was all over Nick Bushlack and coming over to help. That was Kronbach, and Kronbach knocked out away. USC having a tough time with this trapping defense around the perimeter. Martinez will inbounds in the backcourt to Nick Bushlack. He'll bring it across the timeline. And you're looking to trap here in the zone defense. 1-3-1 zone for JWP, switching it up here in the second half. Zale Bushlack in the right corner. Bushlack back to the wing. To Nick Bushlack, back to Zale in the right wing. Top of the key, Martinez. Martinez drops it off to Crabtree, left side. Crabtree picks it up. Deep in that corner to Nick Bushlack. Cross court pass to Zale Bushlack, right corner. Zale driving into the paint. Knocked over a bulldog. No foul was called. He hands it off to Nick Bushlack, and Bushlack with an easy layup. Zale gets the assist. 16 points for Bushlack. The other end, Delton Bauer with a running left-handed layup in the paint. Bauer's got 15 points. The lead back to 10, 38-28. Right now, an 11-2 run by GWP here in the second half. Martinez inside the Bullerman, and Bullerman got hammered from behind. Cole Schluter just picked up, I believe, his fourth foul. And that's a big foul on Schluter. He's our tallest guy out there at 6'3". And Schluter will pick up his fourth. He's going to have to sit down. Substitution coming for JWP here in a second. So Blake Bullerman, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, will shoot a couple. First free throw by Bullerman is no good. USC now 7-12 from the charity stripe. So Austin Quast, a 6'2 junior, will come in for Schluter, who will sit down with the four personals with 12:20 to go. That's a key piece inside for JWP sitting on the bench. Bullerman missed both, but a rebound by Conley. Out to Nick Bushlack, thought about a three. Right corner, Zale Bushlack for three, hits it. Two missed free throws, an offensive rebound, and USC makes them pay. Zale Bushlack, his second three, he's got 7 points. 41-28, USC by 13. Left wing, as James drops it off to Quas. Quas, cross-court pass, pull up, 15-foot elbow jumper is well short there by Kronbach. Rebound pulled down by USC. That's a backbreaker for JWP. You get two missed free throws. Offensive rebound, and a three is hit. Conley in the corner, right back in the game, and Conley's pass is knocked away and stolen by Kronbach. Kronbach will get it to Bauer. Bauer will bring it across the timeline. Bauer still with it. Left side to Quast. Again, the backcourt for JWP, both freshmen. James, a long three. That is long. Rebound by Martinez. Martinez sprinting ahead. Martinez right to the bucket. He probably got fouled. No foul is called. They're going to say it was a block. And we're coming the other way. Quick three-pointer by Bauer. Bauer was fouled. And I think three free throws are coming up for Bauer. As Conley pursued, Bauer went up in the air. And Conley's going to pick up his second. A little track race. Haven't seen that too often in this contest. So three free throws for Delton Bauer. Bauer's got 15 points. He's got 15 of the 28 points tonight for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. First visit to the free throw line for JWP with 11:15 to go. First free throw is no good. Haven't seen no final from Jonesy. On the Albert Lee boys and girls. Again, we'll have the girls for Albert Lee on the airwaves coming up on Monday when they're at Mankato West. Second free throw is good by Bauer. Bauer's got 16 points. Substitution, Johnson will check in the game. It's a 12-point lead, 41-29. Was a 19-point lead for USC at halftime. Second free throw, that one is take the back. Third free throw is no good. So Bauer goes 1-for-3. He had three free throws, only gets one. It's a 12-point lead. Trying to trap at half court in this 1-3-1 zone defense. Martinez with a three left side. That's one way to break the zone defense. Free throw line pass to Martinez. Martinez is second three. He's got 13 points. The lead is 15, 44-29. Chance of defense from the USC crowd. Left side, that's Johnson. Johnson over to Bauer. Bauer drives in, knocked away by Martinez from behind. Basketball will stay with Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. So a couple of big answers here in the second half by USC. Can they miss the two free throws? Got the offensive rebound. Zale Bushlack hit the three. Now John Martinez with the three, and just like that, it's a 15-point lead. Trying to go right baseline. Free throw line kicks it out. Wide open look for a three. There's an answer for JWP. Landon Johnson knocks down the three. That's his first three. Leads back to a dozen, 44-32. Again, trying to trap in the front court. Zale Bushlack going baseline, lost it from behind. It was tapped away by Bauer. Turnover, and now Zale Bushlack trying to chase down Lance Johnson will be called for his second personal. John Martinez, Tabor Conley, and Zale Bushlack each have two personals. For JWP, Close Schluter with four. Then Memphis James, Ryan Kronbach, Caleb Quast, and Dalton Bauer each have two apiece. Right wing with the basketball. That's James. James looking to go baseline. James double team there. Triple team. He still put it up. Left it short for the right block. Rebound by USC. Martinez left wing. Martinez driving in. Hop step on the left block. Puts it up. No good. Conley went for the rebound. He dropped the ball. Went off his foot. And Janesville Waldorf Pemberton loved the basketball. USC off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard up by a dozen. 44-32. They've led by as many as 19. That was their halftime lead. Bauer on the left wing. Bauer looking to go baseline. Martinez cuts him off, and then he threw it away. Tried to skip it in the right corner, but Nick Bushlack picked it off. Bushlack going right to the bucket, left-handed layup spins in. Bushlack having a big game. 18 points for Nick, and it's a 14-point lead. 46-32, USC by 14. Bauer driving in. Bauer right to the bucket, puts it up, left it short. Rebound tapped way up in the air. And Conley will go and get it for USC. Get a big game in the conference standings and a big game when it comes to Section 2A South Subsection. Zale Bushlack, three in the corner. It's short, rebound pulled down by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bauer brings it across the timeline. Bauer back to the top of the key, left side to Johnson. In the corner, James going baseline, reverse layup is blocked by Conley. Conley will knock it out of bounds. Basketball will stay with Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. But Conley was waiting for that reverse layup attempt. USC again has won six their last seven. Medford, Truman Martin, Grenada Huntley, East Chain, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, Triton, Waterville, Legion, Morristown, and Blooming Prairie all in that streak. The only loss was to Hayfield. Three-pointer by James in the right corner. James has 9 points here in the second half, 11 for the game. It's an 11-point lead, 46-35. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton not going away. 1-3-1 zone, Bullerman in the left corner. Bones pass to Zale Bushlack, back to Bullerman in the corner. Bullerman lobs it over to Conley, left wing. Now back to Martinez, it's stolen away. Layup attempt, Martinez right there, gets it back to James. James head fake, layup is no good. Rebound put up, no good. Another chance, foul and the bucket. Ryan Kronbach was there to help out James. He got the rebound, missed the first shot, got a second chance. And Kronbach able to get it to go. He's got 4 points. Foul is on John Martinez. That's his third. And it's a 9-point game here in Janesville. 8:15 to go. In that 1-3-1 trapping zone has caused many turnovers. Here in the second half, free throw by Kronbach is no good. Rebound pulled down by Bullerman. Only the fourth free throw attempted by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, and now 1-for-4. Nick Bushlack, cross-court pass to Martinez. Martinez double-teamed the corner to Bullerman. Bullerman back to Martinez in between the circles. Martinez looking for some help. Martinez back to Nick Bushlack near the JWP logo at center court. And Bushlack is bumped by Johnson trying to drive. It's only team foul number 3 on JWP. There's already 16 fouls on USC, so Janesville Waldorf Pemberton will be shooting free throws for the final 7:48. Substitution, Caleb Quast. Or take that back, not, it was Ethan Bourne into the game for Ryan Kronbach. Inbounds, they go inside to Zale Bushlack, and he gets a block from behind. Is there a foul? A foul's going to be called. I think he had the block clean on top by Johnson, but he got him with the body. So Johnson, I think, will pick up his second, fourth team foul. And Zale Bushlack will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot his first free throws of the night. Bushlack, a 59% free throw shooter. First free throw is no good. It rolls off to the left. Second free throw coming for Zale Bushlack. It was a 19-point lead at halftime. A 9-0 run got JWP right back in this game as Zale misses both of them. Rebound by JWP. 7:37 to go. USC up by 9. Driving to the bucket, tough left-handed layup, strong off the glass, rebound by Conley. That was good defense by Zale. Zale Bushlack made him switch his left-handed running layup, and James threw it up, couldn't get it to go. Now Zale driving baseline, kicks out to Martinez for three, hit from that spot earlier, hits again. Same spot here in the second half, his third three-pointer. He's got 16 points, the lead's a dozen. 49-37 USC. JWP trying their best to get a little bit closer. Now reach-in foul is going to be called as London driving in left side, or take that back, Johnson, Landon Johnson. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot a one-on-one. So the foul will be on Nick Bushlack. That'll be his second. And a one-on-one coming up, Landon Johnson. And Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton, just 1-of-4 from the free throw line. All those free throws coming here in the second half. Free throw is no good. Rebound by Zale Bushlack. So they can't get the second after Johnson misses the first. 12-point lead for USC. They have led since the get-go. They jumped out to a 12-2 lead. As now Nick Bushlack reverse layup going left Bush the baseline. Bushlack's got 20 to lead all scores. A little more comfortable right now for USC, a 5-0 run. Johnson for three trying to answer. That shot no good. Rebound pulled down by JWP. Another three right wing. That shot no good. And Bushlack comes down with it, and they foul on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. So a couple of three-point attempts. They tapped it back out to Caleb Quast, who could not hit the three. Now a foul is going to be on Johnson, his third. Team foul number five. Martinez, Bushlack and Bushlack, Bullerman and Conley out there for United South Central. USC 3-0 in section play, 11-6 overall. According to QRF rankings, would be the number one team right now in the South subsection of Section 2A. Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton 1-2 in the section coming in, 8-7 overall. According to QRF rankings, they would be the number three seed in the South subsection. That's us on the line tonight. Positioning when it comes to the subsection tournament. Pass inside, almost turned it over, and they do turn it over. Got the Conley at the free throw line, and Conley was looking for Nick Bushlack working the baseline and threw it by him. Substitution, Crabtree will come in, replacing Conley. 6:02 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 51-37. Rebels up by 14, trying to escape with a Gopher Conference and subsection win tonight. Driving baseline, kicks it out to the left corner. Now top of the key, it's stolen by Martinez. Martinez all by himself, an easy layup for Johnny Martinez. He's got 18 points, and it's 53-37. 7-0 run by USC. Rebels back in control with 5:36 to go. James with it, left wing. James looking for help, free throw line. Trying to do some with it is Bourne. Bourne still with the basketball, now drops it off, and it's turned over. Coming to the basket was Bauer, and Bauer had it knocked away. USC can take a little breath right now. A nice run has pushed the lead to 16. Martinez over to Zale Bushlack for three. That one is good. Zale Bushlack for three. He's got 10 points. And it's a 10-0 run by USC. The lead was down to 9. A 10-0 run by the Rebels. They have pushed it up to a 19-point lead with 5:08 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Gopher Conference Basketball on KHNS.
At Broadway Home Design, they pride themselves in offering the best countertops available in the business. Quality Quartz countertops by Cambria top their list. Family-owned, American-made, and a full lifetime transferable warranty are just three reasons that set it on top of their competitors. Visit their showroom at 128 Broadway Avenue South in Albert Lea to see the many colors and designs offered, including the new Inverness Collection. Cambria Quartz surfaces require no sealing or maintenance and will not disappoint. Visit CambriaUSA.com or your local premier dealer here in Albert Lea.
Timeouts on Kate Radio brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, you contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. And then almost turning it over in the top of the key was Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Looking for a screen, that's James. Gets it to Bourne. Bourne triple team in the paint, looking for some help. Bourne's got to get out of there. Almost 3 second violation. Over to Bauer. Bauer on the right wing. Bauer driving. Double team comes. Kicks it left wing. Top of the key. Swung right side. James going to drive in. James drops it off to Bourne on the block, and Bourne scores it. So a 10-0 run comes to an end for USC. 17-point lead. 56-39 Rebels. 4:28 to go. Right now in the Gopher Conference, West Side, Maple River 5-1, USC 5-1. USC's lone loss this year in the conference came to Maple River. Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton in third at 4-2. So a missed layup by Conley. JWP with the basketball, down by 17, 4:06 to go. James on that left wing, back to the top of the key. Man-to-man defense throughout the game for USC. Bauer with it. Bauer looking to drive baseline. Bauer, little floater, is going to spin in. That one touched every part of the rim for the freshman, Bauer. Bauer's got 18 points, a 4-0 run by JWP. It's down to 15, 3:43 to go. The clock is definitely against the Bulldogs in their home floor. 15-point lead again. USC is led by as many as 19. That was in the first half. And now a reach-in foul. And that's going to be on Kronbach. That'll be his third. Team foul number 6, and no free throws as of yet.
Ryan Kronbach, his third personal, 16 foul the Bulldogs. 32nd timeout called by JWP.
So Janesville Waldorf Pemberton's going to take a timeout. Got a score sent to me for Northwood Kensett. And St. Ansgar beats Northwood Kensett in girls basketball tonight. It's like the score of that 90. Can't read the scorecard here, I apologize. But it looks like St. Ansgar did beat Northwood Kensett in girls basketball. See if Jonesy's got any updates. Nothing from Jonesy. He's got some finals again. Last check, Albert Lea boys and girls both down the second half to Rochester Century. See if Jonesy's got some finals when it comes to Tigers and Panthers in Big Nine Conference basketball. Here it's a 15-point lead for USC, 3.5 minutes to go. Nick Bushlack will hand it off to Conley. Conley back to Bushlack. USC in no hurry. They're in control here, right side to Martinez. Double team comes and a foul is going to be called. And Martinez will shoot a one-on-one. That's a 17 foul. Martinez will walk to the free throw line. Again, Martinez with 18 points. Nick Bushlack with 20 points to lead the attack for USC tonight. Martinez is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 3 three-pointers. USC right now 7 of 15 from the charity stripe. They missed all 4 free throws here in the second half. They don't miss that one. Martinez hits it. Martinez has 19 points. 57-41. USC looking to improve to 12-6 on the season. We mentioned tie with Maple River for the top spot in the conference. That second one is good. They will get Maple River one more time this season. 58-41, 17-point lead. Bauer top of the key. Bauer looking to drive right elbow, kicks in the corner to Kloss. Kloss back to the top of the key, left side. Kronbach, left baseline. Now back to the wing to Kloss. Cross-court pass to Bauer. Bauer, NBA three-pointer, and it's in and out. Rebound pulled down, and that should have been a foul, and that second one's going to be a foul. Offensive rebound by Schluter, who's back in with 4 personals. Schluter had to sit a long time here in the second half with foul trouble. Bauer almost got that one to go from Steph Curry range. It was in and out, and a foul was called on Conley, his third. So Cole Schluter, a junior, will shoot a couple. First free throw by Schluter is no good. No seniors on this Janesville Waldorf Pemberton team. Nick Bushlack, a senior. Zale Bushlack, a senior. Tabor Conley, a senior. And George Martinez, a senior, but George is not playing tonight. Missed the second one as well, but a loose ball chased down by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bauer, right wing. Bauer, nice pass inside to Schluter. Schluter got it knocked away by Martinez, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by USC. Zale Bushlack tried to pick it up, wasn't able to handle it. So Bourne will check in. 58-41, 17-point lead for USC. 2:44 to go. Rebels are up by 19 at halftime. The lead got down to 9 in the second half. That's all the closer JWP would get as the Bulldogs turn it over. Pass in the left wing, stolen, and now Nick Bushlack travels in the front court. And Nick just tapping his chest going, yep, my bad. Substitution. Johnson will check back in for Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Again, tomorrow night, Gopher men's basketball. Thursday night, Albert Lee and Owatonna Wrestling. Friday, we got the Timberwolves. James for three in the corner, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Bullerman, and Bullerman's fouled immediately. It'll be a one-on-one. That's team foul number 8 on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Bulldogs are down by 17, but they're not surrendering this game. 58-41, they're down by 17. Bullerman will shoot two. Bullerman is 0 for 4 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points. Fouls on Landon Johnson, his fourth. Bullerman's first free throw is no good. He won't get the second. Rebound by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Johnson in between the circles. Right side to Quas in the corner. Driving in is Bauer. Swings it left side to James. James still with the basketball. Swung right corner to Quas. Quas for a quick three in the corner and hits. Caleb Quas with a second three-pointer. And a timeout is called by Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Timeouts on Kate, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. And these two freshman guards, they can shoot the basketball. I mentioned earlier, I saw these two play, I think, in a sixth or seventh grade tournament. They're a few years younger. Dalton Bauer and Caleb Quast. It's a freshman backcourt for a Janesville Waldorf Pemberton team again with no seniors. So Bauer and Quast, they are going to lead this backcourt for three more years after this season. 58-44 after that three-point play. We'll have a quick post-game show here on KETE. Back to the music leading up to Coffee with Courtney, kicking off at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning here on Albert Lee Radio. As we spotlight Gopher Conference basketball tonight. Inbounds to Nick Bushlack in the backcourt. He's double-teamed. Or to Martinez. Minute 56 to go. USC by 14. Martinez double-teamed. Over to Nick Bushlack. He's double-teamed. They're trying to get a jump ball, but a foul is going to be called on Johnson. And Johnson has picked up his fifth. So Johnson's going to fall out of the game. And a one-on-one is coming for Nick Bushlack. And Bullerman will check right back in. Yeah, haven't heard any finals from Tom Jones when it comes to Albert Lee basketball. But again, both the boys and the girls were down in the second half. So both teams did lose the century. If we get final scores, we'll pass that along. Bushlack's free throw is short, but a rebound by Zale Bushlack. Out to Martinez. Martinez going to reset the offense again. USC in no hurry. Minute 40 to go. Nick Bushlack left wing. Bushlack's just dribbling around. Triple team comes on Bushlack in a reach-in foul. And Bushlack will shoot two as that's team foul number 10. Our great sponsors include Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. The only name you need to remember for the best tires and service around is Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee. When it comes to keeping your family safe, trust the experts to service your automotive needs as Bushlack misses the free throw. He was 3 for 3, now 3 for 4. Second free throw is good by Bushlack. Yeah, Jonesy does not have a final in the boys game, but he said they did lose tonight. The Albert Lee boys. Here it's a 15-point lead, 59-44. Bourne in that left corner, looking for some help with a minute 22, goes right to the bucket. His shot is altered by Bushlack, but he gets his own rebound. James splits the two defenders. Layup is up and good for James. James got 15. And a timeout's called by Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. It's a full timeout. With a minute 11 to go, it's a 13-point game. And again, I give Nick James, the head coach of the Bulldogs, a lot of credit. He's playing this game out. His team is down by 13, but he's still battling, even though the clock is against him. Minute 11 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Rebels 59, Bulldogs 46. Back in a moment on Kane.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Sephoric Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main or online at sephoric.com.
It's tax season, and H&R Block is here to make it a season worth celebrating. Whether you choose to file in person, virtually, or via drop-off, you'll get upfront, transparent pricing and expert help from tax pros that average a decade of experience. Plus, H&R Block's max refund guarantee means you'll ring in the season by getting every dollar you deserve. File your way with H&R Block, and tax season will feel just as good as all your favorite seasons. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
And back to action. Zale Bushlack is fouled at the top of the key with a minute to go. And Zale, former Purdue State Bank Athlete of the Week, will shoot a couple. Girls basketball, take that back. Boys basketball final. Century beats Albert Lee 83-54. Panthers 83, Tigers 54 in boys basketball. Bushlack will hit the free throw. He's got 11. Scoreboard updates brought to you by Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. Bushlack misses the second, 60-46, 14-point lead for USC, 49 seconds to go. And now Bauer spinning on the baseline, and he was fouled. That's team foul number 9. So a one-on-one coming up. Head coach of USC, Adam Walker, saying we don't need the foul. Fourth foul is going to be called on John Martinez. So Bauer is going to shoot a one-on-one. Bauer having a huge game. He's got 20 points. Take that back. He's got 18 points. Now 19 points. He hits the free throw. The lead is 15. 14, 60-46. Second one coming for the freshman guard. He misses that one. Rebound tapped around. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton gets it. Now Bauer with a long three. Was it blocked? No, it wasn't blocked. He had Nick Bushlack flying at him. It was an NBA three-pointer, and his shot went well off to the right, trying to shoot it around Bushlack, and it goes out of bounds. 60-47, and a timeout's going to be called by USC. They cannot get the ball in. And we mentioned Troy Thompson Agency brings you score updates along with High Yield of Alden. For fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield of Alden. 874-3750. That's 874-3750 for High Yield of Alden. I haven't seen nothing on the Albert Lee girls basketball team tonight, but again, the boys get beat 83-54 at Ori Jirley Gymnasium. Want to thank some more of our sponsors, the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee, Excetra Credit Union of Albert Lee. They bring you the keys to the game. Americana Insurance in Albert Lee and Wells. They sponsor our press box wherever we're hanging out on the road. It's brought to you by Americana Insurance in Wells and Albert Lee. There to help protect people, families, businesses, and futures with the right policy and the right price. Nationwide is on your side. Produce State Bank, they bring you the Athlete of the Week. This week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week is Sydney Schultz, senior with the NRHEG girls basketball team. We'll announce our next winner coming up on Friday afternoon in the 3 o'clock hour. Our next Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And JWP will foul Zale Bushlack immediately. And two free throws coming up for Bushlack. Now Bushlack in the game is one. Take that back, 2 of 6 from the free throw line. James picks up his fourth. Landon Johnson's already fouled now at first free throw. He is no good, off to the right. Bullerman will come back in. Bullerman's been playing pretty much offense for defense. Him and Crabtree. Crabtree's in there for offense, and Bullerman checks in for defense for USC. Second free throw, he missed both of them. Jamesville Waldorf Pemberton down by 13, 35 seconds to go. Bauer right to the bucket. His layup is good. The lead is 11. 29 seconds to go, and JWP wants another timeout. Again, the Bulldogs not conceding this game on their home floor. It's a full timeout with 28.8 seconds to go. Rebels still in control, up by 11, 60-49. We're back in a moment. Gopher Conference Basketball on Kane.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL or visit mygeneralsteel.com to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL. Or visit MyGeneralSteel.com to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now or MyGeneralSteel.com.
On the inbounds this time, they get it to Nick Bushlack. And Bushlack is fouled. And Kronbach is going to foul out with his fifth. So Landon Johnson already fouling out. Ryan Kronbach also fouling out. And Bushlack, who is 4 of 5 from the free throw line, he's got 21 points. Will shoot a couple with 24.5 seconds to go. Rebels up by 11. First free throw is short. Rebels having a tough time finishing off this game at the free throw line. They were 7 of 11 in the first half. Our numbers at the end of the game will show not as good in the second half. Second free throw, and Bushlack's going to hit that one. Front rim, back rim, and down. 12-point lead, 22 seconds to go. James with it. James going to kick it to the right corner. There's a three-point attempt put up. That's short. Rebound by USC, and they're still going to foul. Three-point attempt missed by Stephen Dimmel, a 5'9 junior who just checked in. And Dimmel unloads for a three. And two more free throws coming up for USC as Bourne will pick up his first. So Zale Bushlack. Zale with 8 points, well below his average of 18-plus per game. First free throw by Zale is no good. It rolls off. I got Bushlack unofficially. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 of 9 from the free throw line. I get 3 of 10. He hits that one. 13-point lead, 62-49. 10 seconds to go. A long three by Bauer is no good. And they're yelling no foul. This one's going to come to an end from Janesville. USC has won 7 of their last 8 games. They get a big conference win, a big subsection win tonight as they beat Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Final score, 62-49. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, a quick post-game show. Rebels win this one by 13. Back in a moment.